It's Full Frontal Radio. And so, Radio Prune is born.
Congratulations, it's a prune.
Radio Prune is free radio without inhibitions or censorship, dedicating itself to the promotion of radicalism, liberalism, anti-racialism, and dirty jokes. We will be dedicating many broadcasts to the rights of free speech, bringing together famous politicians, moralists, and clergymen to discuss controversial issues and tell dirty jokes. Weathermen will be encouraged to illustrate their weather forecast by their costumes. If the weather is to be sunny, they will wear pig's bladder hats. If it is rainy, they will wear waterproof pig's bladder hats. If frost is expected, they will carry machine guns.
Thank you.
But from now on, every program will be full frontal. We believe that the full beauty of the human body is something everyone should be able to listen to whenever they wish.
With this in mind, amongst our forthcoming presentations will be in the morning, 8 o'clock nudes, and then nudes bulletins every half hour. This will be followed by Lift Up Your Skirts and Drop Gear with John Peel. Naturally, all these programs will be totally uncensored.
No, you can't do that, Director General speaking. I'm afraid your programs will have to be reviewed by our BBC Censorship Committee. Don't be frightened of them. They're just a small cross-section of quite average retired colonels, Puritans, saints, nuns, and, of course, loonies. Actually, I've already told them you're taking over, so they're probably discussing it right now. If you turn to the next sketch, we can probably hear them.
We didn't have any of these full frontals in our day.
No full frontal.
It's these modern long-haired frontals that's doing it. Naked men all over the place.
We didn't have naked men in our day. When we used to take our clothes off, we were fully dressed underneath. I used to wear a dinner jacket under my vest.
And when I took my underpants off...
Yes!
Nothing, just when I took my underpants off.
Of course, in our day, you'd never catch young ladies naked.
No, too damn fast for us.
I can remember...
Wait a minute, shouldn't we be censoring something?
Yes, oh, we should. It's the first script of this new Radio Prune thing. Let's have a read of it. Ball! Oh! Oh, look at this! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, it's very good, isn't it?
Tuned to Prune, unless you've switched off, in which case, to you.
Radio Prune is now the number one radio station called Radio Prune. Even the press have begun to recognize us.
And we have received reviews in some extremely high-class intellectual journals, the names of which we're not allowed to mention, and you lot are too common to know about anyway. The radio critic of the... writes...
I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Successfully affects a gallimaufry of risibility, entwining within its labyrinth of almost Swiftian and Hudibrastic persiflage, owing not a little to Brecht, perhaps, a maelstrom of semantic wordplay, which surely harkens back to the verbum ambiguum of the pathetic badinage in Gawain and the Green Knight, and thus creates a veritable charisma of Gilbertian calisthenics. And I particularly like the knickers jokes.
An eminent Sunday newspaper critic had a good word for us.
Filthy!
Dear Radio Prune, I would like to complain about your program.